Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Hey. The Gemara is discussing the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanino, if Miluim Kol HaKosov Behem Ma'akev Behem, or only Dover HaMa'akev L'Doyreis Ma'akev Behem. The Gemara brings a few nafkaminas. Smicha, the Gemara says, Aaron and his sons had to do smicha on the karbonis during the Shiva Samei Miluim, and Ladairis, the Gemara proves that smicha was not ma'akev, so this will be telling the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanino, if smicha would be ma'akev by Miluim. Additionally, the Gemara brings tnufa. Aaron and his sons had to do tnufa on the El HaMiluim during the Shiva Samei Miluim, and again, tnufa Ladairis is something which is not ma'akev. So the Gemara says here also, this will be telling the machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanino, whether by Miluim it will be Ma'akev, even though it's not Ma'akev L'Doyris. The Tosfos Hashanim over here says, Mar Omer Chodo, Omer Omer Chodo V'loi Pligi. These Amiraim are not arguing. Each one gives an example, what will be in Afkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Now, Behemshech, Rav Papa says, Prishas Shiva Ika Beinayu. L'Doyris, Prisha is not Ma'akev, and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan will argue whether the Prisha of Shiva Smei Miluim will be Ma'akev. How do we know that L'Doyris the Prisha is not Ma'akev? So the Gemara brings, similar like we saw in Gimel Amud Beis, from the Lashon of the Mishnah that says Maskinon and not Mafrishin, that's Mashma that the second Kohen Gadol did not need Prisha. From there we see that Prisha is not Ma'akev. Now we spoke earlier on Daf Gimel, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? Is Prisha L'Doyris really Ma'akev or not? Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, according to you that learns Prisha from Elohim, so it should be Ma'akev, and he brings this Raya that Prisha is not Ma'akev. And we don't find what did Rabbi Yochanan answer back to Reish Lakish. We saw the Sfas Emes discusses this, and we saw the Rimi Luniel says Mefurish that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Einech Hanami Prisha is Ma'akev L'Doyris. And he's not concerned about this diuk of Maskinon and not Mafrishin. And the Sfas Emes says that if you'll hold that Rabbi Yochanan really holds Prisha is Ma'akev L'Doyris, so this Gemara here on Daf Hei Amud Aleph will have to be going according to Reish Lakish. Here the Gemara is assuming as a Davar Pashut that L'Doyris Prisha is not Ma'akev. However, we should point out that it would seem to be difficult to learn this Gemara even according to Reish Lakish. Because according to Reish Lakish, the Din Prisha of a Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur is not learned from Elohim, rather it's learned from Sinai. And the Gemara says earlier, really that would only require a Prisha of 6 days, and the seventh day is for a different reason, unrelated. And the site of this Prisha is a Prisha that one has to do before he goes to a Makam Shechina, just like before Moshe Rabbeinu went to Har Sinai. So the Kohen Gadol also, before he goes to a Makam Shechina, he needs Prisha. And this would seem to be unrelated to the Prisha that we find by the Miluim. Firstly, that was 7 days, this is 6 days. And secondly, the Prisha before Miluim, that was a Prisha that was necessary to prepare oneself before he does Avodah. And according to Reish Lakish, the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol is for a different geder, before he goes l'makam Shechina. It has nothing to do with the Avodah, it has to do with the fact that he's going l'fnayu l'fnim. So these two inyanim of Prisha seem to be unrelated, and therefore how could the Gemara say that the Prisha of Miluim will be telling the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina if it's Ma'akev or not? The Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina is when we find an identical inyan L'Doyreis, and there it's not Ma'akev, so do we say that by Miluim also it's not Ma'akev, or do we say Miluim is different and Kol HaKosov Behem Ma'akev? This is not an identical concept. It's an unrelated inyan. It's a different gether. It's a Prisha of 6 days before one goes L'Kodesh, unlike the Prisha of Miluim, which was 7 days before Avodah. How could the Prisha L'Doyreis of a Kohen Gadol be compared to the Prisha of Miluim? So the Pashas would be that this Gemara fits better according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan who holds that the Prisha of the Kohen Gadol was the same Geder as the Prisha of Miluim, so there we can say that it will be telling the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina if Dovash Einem Ma'akev L'Doyreis is Ma'akev by Miluim. Mashenkin according to Reish Lakish, the comparison would be difficult to understand. And if so, this would be Ha'ara on the Rimi Luniel and the Sfas Emes, who hold that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Einech Hanami, Prisha L'Doyris is Ma'akev, then this Gemara would have to be going according to Reish Lakish, and then we would have to really understand what's the Gemara's comparison. Now let's see Tosfos, and Dibur Maschel Smicha Ika Beinayu, he asks Akasha. He says, why did the Gemara not bring another Nafkamina, the Din of Shiraim? The Din is that after you do the Zrikas Hadam of a Korban, whether it's a Oilu Shlomim, where you do Shtayim Shem Arba, or it's a Chatos, where you do four Matonis on the four Kronis of the Mizbeach, But afterwards, the extra dam that's left in the kli, the din is that you pour the dam to the side of the mizbeach. Now, l'doyos, the din is that shvichas shiraim is na ma'akiv. So Tosis asks, we find that there's a pasuk by the parish of Miluim which mentions the mitzvah of shvichas shiraim. The pasuk says, "Ve'es hadam yotzak al yisayda mizbeach." Why don't we say this is totally in the machlokes? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina is davar she'ein ma'akiv l'doyos ma'akiv behem. Shvichas shiraim is not ma'akiv l'doyos. But the pasuk does say shvichas shiraim by miluim. Maybe over there by miluim, it should be ma'akiv. On this, Tosfos answers by proving from the psukim that by the chatos of the miluim, the final three matonos on the kronos of mizbeach were not ma'akiv. That's the din in general by all chatos that the first matono is ma'akiv. The final three, the last three corners, is only lechatchila, but b'di'eved there's a kapara even if you do not do the final three matonos on the kronos of the mizbeach. And Tosfos proves that the same is true by the chatos of the miluim. There also the final three matonos were not ma'akiv. And therefore Tosfos says, kol shekein, the shvichas shiraim is not ma'akiv. If the first four matonos, which are the ikur, matan dam of the korban, they're the integral part of the korban to put the dam on the mizbeach, even that's not ma'akiv, then kol shekein, the shvichas shiraim is not ma'akiv. And then Tosfos goes on and he says that even if you'll argue on this and you'll say that there's no raya that the last three matanos are not ma'akev, nevertheless the psukim are meduyik that the shvichas shiraim is not ma'akev. Now later on Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that says clearly not like this. The Yerushalmi says one of the nafkaminas between Reb Chanina and Reb Yochanan is shvichas shiraim. The two examples that the Yerushalmi brings, which will be telling the machlokes of Reb Yochanan and Reb Chanina, are smicha and shvichas shiraim. You see clearly the Yerushalmi held not like this, that according to the Mount Omar, Davar She'ena Ma'akev Adarius is still Ma'akev Behen, the Shvich HaShraim will be Ma'akev by the Yimei Miluim. Now Tosfos continues and he asks another Kasha, why didn't the Gemara say another Nafkamina of Haktara Seymurim? The Din B'derech Klal is that after you're Zerik the Dam of the Karbin, you already have the Kapara of the Karbin, even if you're not Makter the Emurim. And Tosfos asks, in the Parasha of the Miluim, it mentions the Haktara Seymurim, so why don't we say that this also should be telling the Machlokes about something which is not Ma'akev Adoreis, whether it's Ma'akev by the Miluim or not. On this, Tosfos answers that again, the Psukim are Meduyik, that the Haktara Seymurim is not Ma'akev. Now the Tosfos Hashonim and the Tosfos Arash both ask this second Kasha of Tosfos, why did the Gemara say Nafkamina of Haktara Seymurim? And they say a different Teretz. The Tosfos Hashonim, Dibar Maschol Smich Ike Beinayu, he says, V'lo Yotzo Loimar Haktara She'ena Ma'akeves Ike Beinayu, the Holy Shaykh Aaron, Shaloshimesh Koshivas Yimei Miluim. The Tosfos Hashonim is saying that this clearly the Kuliyam is not Ma'akev because it was not done Ayidei Aaron. Only something which was done Ayidei Aaron, like the Smicha or the Tznufa or the Prisha, that the Gemara says will be an Afkamina, whether it's Ma'akev or not. But something which is not done Ayidei Aaron and his sons, rather was done by Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the one who did the Avodah during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, that is Parshat L'Kuliyama, that it's not Ma'akev. So the Tosfos Hashonim and the Tosfos Arash use this to answer the Kasha of Haktara Seymurim, and the same Teretz would apply to the first Kasha of Tosfos, Shvicha Shiraim as well. Shvicha Shiraim, the Tosfos asks, should be an Afkamino, here also the same Teretz would apply that it was not done by Aaron Ubanov, rather it was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have to understand, what's the machlokes between Tosfos and the Tosfos Hashonim? Why did Tosfos not hold of this Teretz? Tosfos seems to hold that even something which was done Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu should also be telling in this machlokes if it's ma'akev or not. Now the truth is, according to the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brought, the Yerushalmi said clearly that Shvicha Shiraim will be telling in this machlokes. So on the Yerushalmi, Tosfos has a good kasha. Once the Yerushalmi is muchach that even something which is done by Moshe Rabbeinu could be ma'akev, so Tosfos has a good kasha on the Yerushalmi. Why did the Yerushalmi not say Haktara Seymurim? But al kopanim, the Yerushalmi and Echanami did not hold of this svara. But why is it that Tosfos, before he brought the Yerushalmi, he brought other truths into the kasha? Why did he not hold of the Tosfos Hashonim, who learned that the whole sugya that has it said to be ma'akev is only something which was done Ayidei Aaron Ubanov? Now we could say simply that Tosfos held that the whole seder, the whole process of the Shiva Simei Miluim, was the specific method that was given in order that Aaron and his son should be neschanech, that it should be chal on them the din kahuna. And if one detail is missing, that's a chesaron in the whole process, and therefore the chinuch will not be accomplished. So it makes no difference who's the one who's doing the avodah, whether it's Moshe doing it or Aaron and his sons are doing it. Either way, if one detail is missing in the process, that's ma'akiv in the whole seder, and therefore a chinuch is not accomplished. However, perhaps we could explain the Machlokes Tosis and Tosis Hashanim on a deeper level. And that is, first of all, we'll be Makdim. The Gemara says a few nafkaminas, smicha, tnufa, prisha. These are nafkaminas if you hold that something which is not ma'akev adaris is still ma'akev by the miluim. Now, prisha, we understand, how can it possibly be ma'akev in the seder ha'miluim? Aaron and his sons were supposed to be perished for 7 days, and it could be that's a detail that's ma'akev in the whole seder ha'chinuch. If they don't do that, so even if they brought all their karbonos and they did everything else the way it was supposed to be done, but this one detail of prisha could be ma'akev in the chinuch. However, what about the nafkamina of smicha and tnufa? In general, smicha and tnufa are one detail in the avoida of the carbon. And b'derech klal, these are details that are not ma'akev in the hechshar carbon. Here the Gemara has a tzad to say that by miluim perhaps it was ma'akev. Now here we can understand two ways. What is the tzad that it should be ma'akev? Is the pshat that here, even though other karbonis, smicha or tnufa, are not ma'akev the hechshar carbon, here they will be ma'akev in the hechshar of the specific carbon that was supposed to have smicha or tnufa. For example, the el miluim has to have tnufa, and b'derech klal tnufa is not ma'akev. Here, if they didn't do tnufa, it will be ma'akev in the hechsher of the carbon of the el miluim. Now, once the el miluim is posel, so you're missing one of the karbonis, so memela, the whole seder miluim is not kosher, because you have to bring all the karbonis that the Torah says. The el miluim was not brought behechsher because it was missing the tnufa. So in other words, the ikov is in the hechsher of that specific carbon. That's one tzad. The second tzad is to say, no, really, the carbon of the el miluim will be kosher even if you don't have tenufa. Or the carbon, let's say, of the par, which is supposed to have smicha, will be kosher even without smicha. However, even though that carbon is kosher and you brought all the karbonis, but the smicha itself or the tenufa itself is a detail which is ma'akiv in the general Seder HaChinuch of the Shiva Semei Miluim. So just like by Prisha, it's not a chisaron in any specific carbon, rather it's ma'akev in the whole chinuch, so perhaps the smicha or the tnufa is not ma'akev in that specific carbon where it was supposed to be done. The carbon perhaps is kosher, but the smicha or the tnufa is ma'akev in the whole Seder of the Shiva Semei Miluim. So b'kitzer, is the smicha or tnufa ma'akev in the hechshar carbon, or is it a ma'akev in the Seder HaChinuch? And the same tutstadim could be in Tosis' kasha. Tosis asks from Shvicha Shiraim or Aktaras Eimurim, what does Tosis mean to say? What's the tzad that it should be ma'akev? Does Tosis mean that the Shvicha Shiraim or the Aktaras Eimurim will be ma'akev, the hechsher of that specific carbon? Even though b'derech klal Shvicha Shiraim is not ma'akev the carbon, or the Aktaras Eimurim is not ma'akev the carbon, here it will be ma'akev that specific carbon. And Ramela, once that carbon wasn't brought, so there's also an ikav in the whole Seder HaChinuch. Or no, is the pshat that really the carbon itself will be kosher even without Shvicha Shiraim, or without Haktaras Eimurim? Rather, Tosis has a tzad to say that the Shvicha Shiraim, or the Haktaras Eimurim, shall be a tnai, a condition, in the general Seder HaChinuch of the Shivas Mei Miluim. Maybe if you didn't do Shvicha Shiraim, or you didn't do Haktaras Eimurim, that's ma'akev in the whole chinuch of Aaron Ubanov, even though it's not ma'akev, the specific carbon where it was supposed to be done. These are two tzadim to understand the ikov of smicha or tnufa, or the ikov of Tosfos of Shvicha Shiraim and Haktaras Eimurim. Now it would seem that we could bring a ray from Tosfos how he held as far as these two tzadim. Tosfos in the end, when he asks his kasha from Haktaras Eimurim, why don't we say that that's tali in the machlokes that it should be ma'akiv or not? Tosfos says that it's muchach from the psukim that it's not ma'akiv. The pasuk that says v'hoyu hachoze la'aron ubanov. The pasuk that says by the el miluim that it's eaten by Aaron Ubanov, and the mashmois of the psukim, Tosis proves, is that even if the haktaras eimurim was not done, nevertheless Aaron and his sons can eat from the carbon. From here, Tosis proves that the haktaras eimurim is not ma'akiv. Now, bishlma, if the kasha of Tosis was that the haktaras eimurim should be ma'akiv in the hechsher of that carbon, so we can understand Tosis is raya. Tosis proves from the fact that Aaron and his sons can eat from the carbon, you see that the carbon is kosher even without haktaras eimurim. However, if Tosis in his kasha meant that we should have said Haktaras Eimurim is also Tali in the Machlokes, just like Smicha and Tnufa, what he meant to say was that it should be Ma'akev in the Seder HaMiluim. In other words, really it won't be Ma'akev in that specific carbon. That carbon will be kosher like any other carbon which doesn't have Haktaras Eimurim. Haktaras Eimurim is not Ma'akev in the Hechsher HaKarbon. Rather, it will be Ma'akev in the general Seder HaChinuch of the Shiva Semei Miluim. If that's what Tosis meant in his kasha, what does he prove from the fact that the Chozeh and the Sheik was eaten by Aaron Ubanov even without Haktaras Eimurim? How is that a raya to his Shaila? All you see from there is that the carbon itself is kosher. Maybe in a chanami, the carbon is kosher and it can be eaten. However, there's still a ma'akev in the seder achinuch of the shivus mei miluim. You don't see anything from the fact that that carbon could be eaten, that the whole seder achinuch was accomplished. Maybe in a chanami, that carbon is kosher, but Aaron and his sons will not be nischanich without haktar seimurim. Haktar seimurim will be ma'akev in the general seder of the shivus mei miluim. So we see from Taisus that he understood by tnufo or smicho, the sad to say that it will be ma'akev, the pshat is that it will be ma'akev that hechsher carbon, not an ikov in the general seder of the chinuch, rather a hechsher in that specific carbon. And that was Taisus's kasher that we should have said Akhtar say murim also will be tolling that machlaikis. And on that Taisus answered, no, you see that even without Akhtar say murim, the carbon is eaten, so you see that the carbon is kosher without Akhtar say murim. So we couldn't say that this will be enough kamina in the machlaikis if davar she'ina ma'akev l'daris ma'akev mehen. Now with this, we can explain, perhaps, why Taisus did not want to answer like the Taisus Ishanim said. If the whole kasha of Taisus was that maybe a haktar seimurim should be ma'akev in the hechsher of this specific carbon, and then like we explained, memela, there will be an ikov in the whole seder ha'miluim because this carbon wasn't brought. So if that was the havamina, then you can't answer that it's pashut, it's not ma'akev because it was not done by Aaron, it was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole nidin was to say that perhaps there's an ikov in the hechsher ha'korban. This is one of the pratim, one of the details that is supposed to be done in this korban, haktar seimurim, and perhaps if it's left out, there's a psul in the whole korban. And once the korban is nifsal, then surely memela, there's an ikov in the whole seder ha'chinuch. So we can't answer that since Moshe Rabbeinu was doing it and not Aaron, so it's not mistab that it should be ma'akiv. L'maisa, it's a detail that was left out from the hakrova of the carbon, and it passes the whole carbon, and once the carbon is passed, mamela, there's no chinuch. And therefore, Tosis did not say this answer, he said a different teretz, he brought a raya from the psukim that the carbon is eaten, even if there's no haktar seimurim, and that's a raya that the haktar seimurim is not ma'akiv in the hechshar carbon. Mashenkin, the Taisus Hashanim, perhaps we could explain that his kasha really was different than Taisus's kasha. He was bothered by that perhaps Haktar Seimurim should be a nafkamina, meaning to say, not that it will be ma'akev the hechsher carbon. Perhaps that was posher to the Taisus Hashanim, that once you do the zriko behechsher, the same Haktar Seimurim is not ma'akev any other carbon, here also it won't be ma'akev. The shaila just was that perhaps Haktar Seimurim is a detail that's needed for the general chinuch. And if you're missing Haktar Seimurim, that should be ma'akev the hechsher of the whole Seder HaMiluim. And if that was his kasha, we can understand that he cannot answer like Tosis answered. He cannot answer that the pasuk is muchach, that the basar is eaten even without Haktar Seimurim, because that was never a havminah that the carbon should be pasul. The shaila was just perhaps even if the Haktar Seimurim is not ma'akev the hechsher carbon, it should be ma'akev the general Seder HaMiluim. So from the fact that it's eaten, even though there's no Haktar Seimurim, that's just the right that the carbon's kosher. It's still not a raya that Aaron and his sons will be neschanich if the Haktar Seimurim is missing. And therefore the Taisus Hashanim said a different teretz. His teretz was that once the carbon is kosher, so you are makir of all the carbonis that are supposed to be brought during the Yimei HaMiluim. The shaila just is, maybe Haktar Seimurim, maybe that one detail should be ma'akev in the chinuch of the kayanim. That Taisus Hashanim said, it's not mistaber, that's something which Aaron and his sons do not do on their own, someone else is doing it, Moshe is the one who's doing it. It's not mistaber that will be ma'akev in their chinuch if it's missing. Now we'll move on to the next Gemara. Ravina Omar, Riboy Shiva, Meshicha Shiva, Ika Beinayu. Another nafkamina in the Machlokes. If Dava She'ena Ma'akev L'Doreis, Ma'akev Bahem, is the din of Riboy Shiva or Meshicha Shiva. L'Doreis, the din is that when someone becomes a Kohen Gadol, he goes through a 7-day process of chinuch. During those 7 days, he puts on the big day Kohuna Gedoyla every day, and he gets anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha every day. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Braisa that learns from the Pasuk, V'chiper HaKoyin Asher Yimshach Oisei V'Asher Yimali Es Yodoi. From here we learn that B'diyevet, even if you did not have Ribay Shiva and Meshicha Shiva, even if the Ribay was only one day, or the Meshicha was only one day, also B'diyevet, it accomplishes the Chinuch. The Rishash and the Siach Yitzchak both point out over here that even though the Lashon of the Braisa would be Mashma perhaps, that you need one of the two to be 7 days. The Braisa just says that if you have either the Riboy one day or the Mashicha one day, then B'dievet it's enough. But the truth is, the Sifri is Mevur, that even if both of them were just for one day, the Riboy was just one day and the Mashicha was just one day, also B'dievet the Chinuch works. And Ravina says that the Gabi the Miluim will be telling the Machlokes if Dava She'enim Al-Akiv L'Doreis Ma'akiv Bohem. Now what exactly is Riboy Shiva? So we'll see, there's a machlokes Rishonim about this. Rashi says, Riboy Shiva, Sheyishamish Kohen Gadol Shiva Yomim Ritzufim, Kishimiman Raisi Bekuhuna Gedoilo, Vyilbash Shmoine Begodim Beshas Avoida. Rashi says that for 7 consecutive days, the Kohen Gadol puts on the Begodim, and he does Avoida while he's wearing the Big Day Kohuna Gedoilo. It's not enough just to put on the Begodim, he has to be doing Avoida while he's wearing the Begodim. The Rambam is mevor not like this. The Rambam is in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash Va'ivdim Bo'i, Perek Dawin Halacha Yud Gimel. And this is the Rambam's Lashon. Keitzen Marbin Oisei BeBegodim, Loivei Shmoine Begodim U'Poishtam. He puts on the Begodim and then he takes them off. V'Chayzer V'Loiv Shom Namachar. The next day he does the same thing. Shivas Yomim Yoyim Achar Yoyim. For 7 consecutive days he does this. He puts the Begodim on each day and then takes them off. Shenev Shivas Yomim Yilbashim HaKoyin Tachtov Mibanov. U'Kashem Shiriva Begodim Shiva. Kach Mashicha B'Shemen Shiva Yoyim Achar Yoyim. Also the Shemen HaMishcha is for 7 consecutive days. And then the Rambam continues, Vim Ovar Koidim Sheyisraba B'Begodim Kol Shiva, Oy Koidim Sheyimshach Kol Shiva, Avaydosik Sheiro, Hoyel V'Nisraba Oy Nimshach Pam Echod, Nasa Koin Godol L'Chol Dover. The Rambam says that B'Dievet, if he did Avayda before he finished the 7-day process of Ribay and Mashicha, then the Avayda is kosher as long as he had Ribay and Mashicha for 1 day. Now there are 2 important points in the Rambam. Firstly, we see he learns not like Rashi. Riboy Shiva does not mean that you have to do Avoida while you're wearing the Begodim. The Rambam just says that you put them on, Loifshan, Upaishtam, and then you take them off. And secondly, you see from the Rambam that during these 7 days, not only do we not say that he should do Avoida while he's putting on the Begodim, but more than that, he's not supposed to be doing Avoida at all. The Rambam says, B'dievet, if he did Avoida, then it's kosher. This is the way the Ravid and most of the Mefarshim understand the Rambam, that the Rambam holds during the 7 days, he should not be doing any Avoida whatsoever. And the Ravid argues on this Rambam. The Ravid says, Nira Midvarov, the Yomim Shaharibay Vamashicha Behen, Loyhoya Oyved. The Ravid says that the Rambam is Mashma, that during the 7 days he does not do Avoida. And the Ravid says, Ve'inze Mina Chochma. This is not sensible. And the Ravi continues, Elakisha Omru Nisraba Shiva Venimshach Shiva, the Be'inan Shiva Lechatchila, that which we see in Er Gemara, that Lechatchila you need Riboy and Mashicha Shiva, Hani Mili Lavoidas Yom Akipurim, Av Lavoidas Oysen Ayomim, Bechol Yom Oyved, Beshmein Begodim. The Ravi is saying that the Rambam understood Er Gemara, which says that B'dievad Avoidas Kosher. The Gemara is referring to daily Avoida, and even the daily Avoida, Lechatchila, he is not supposed to be doing. However, the Ravid says, no, the Gemara is referring to Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That's what the Gemara means, that L'chatchilo, he shouldn't do Avodas Yom HaKippurim unless he had Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. But the daily Avoida, that he can do surely during the Shivas Yomim, even L'chatchilo. Now Rashi also says clearly like the Ravid. The bottom Rashi on the Omud, Ein Li Elo, Rashi says, Sheyei Kosher Lovoy El Oyel Meir B'Yom HaKippurim. El Mishin Estrava Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva. The din l'chatchila, that he shouldn't do avoida unless he had Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva, that's for avoidas Yom HaKippurim. To do the avoida as a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, for that l'chatchila we say he needs Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. But to do the avoida of every day, that even a Kohen Hedyot could do, why should this Kohen Gadol not be able to do that also? Now the truth is, Rashi had to learn this way, because Rashi learns that Riboy Shiva means that the Kohen Gadol puts on the Begodim, and he does avoida while he's wearing the Begodim. So the Kohen Gadol has to be doing Avoida during the days of Riboy and Mashicha. So the Braisa later, Eli Yalun Nisraba Shiva V'Nimshach Shiva, that L'chatchila he needs Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva, that must be talking about L'chatchila he shouldn't do Avoida Yom HaKippurim unless he had Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. But the daily Avoida, that not only could he do, but he's supposed to be doing that according to Rashi. Now the Ravid, who argued on the Rambam, and he said, Ein Zeh Min HaChochma, that it's not sensible to say that during the days of Riboy and Mashicha, the Kohen Gadol cannot do any Avoida at all. The Ravid is coming to argue on that which the Rambam says that L'chatchila, even the daily Avoida, he should not be doing. That the Ravid says is Ein Zeh Min HaChochma, surely he can do the daily Avoida even before Riboy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. But the Ravid does not go so far to say like Rashi, that Riboy Shiva actually requires that he does Avoida while he's wearing the Begodim. The Ravid doesn't argue on that which the Rambam says that Riboy is Loivshan Upaishtan. Perhaps the Ravid is maskim to the Rambam that Riboy Shiva does not require that the Kohen Gadol does avoid the wall he's wearing the Begodim. All the Ravid came to argue on the Rambam is that which the Rambam said, that he should not be doing avoida at all during the Shivas Yomim. That the Ravid says that surely he can do avoida if it's the regular daily avoida, as long as it's not the avoida Yom HaKippurim. Now we'll try to get a better understanding what exactly is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, if the Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah during the 7 days. As we said, there's really another machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam about the din Ribu Shiva. Does Ribu Begodim Mechayiv the Kohen Gadol do Avodah while he's wearing the begodim, or is it just putting on the begodim and then he can take it off? We'll get back to that machlokes to understand the Yisrael machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. But first we'll discuss the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Is there a problem for the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah during the 7 days of Ribui and Mashicha? So the Merkevas HaMishnah explains what's the pshat in the Shita of Rambam. L'chayr, the Ravid is the Pashtus. What should be the problem with the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah for the 7 days of Ribui and Mashicha? Mishnah, as far as the Avodah is Yom HaKippurim, which needs the unique Milo of a Kohen Gadol, so that we can understand. L'chatchila, he should not be acting as a Kohen Gadol until he finishes Ribui and Mashicha for 7 days. So if he wants to do the Avodas Yom HaKippurim as a Kohen Gadol, we tell him to make sure to finish Ribui and Mashicha before he does Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But the daily Avodah, which even a Kohen Hedyot is kosher, why should he be worse than a Kohen Hedyot? Even if l'chatchila, he should not be acting as a Kohen Gadol, but doing the daily Avodah does not require him to act as a Kohen Gadol. So the Mekeves HaMishnah explains the Shita of the Rambam like this. Now just like we tell this Kohen Gadol not to act as a Kohen Gadol and do Avodah Yom HaKippurim until he finishes Ribui Shiva and Mashicha Shiva, also he should not do Avodah wearing the Shmeina Begadim, that's also acting as a Kohen Gadol. Because the din is that a Kohen Hedyot cannot wear Shmeina Begadim. If he does, that's called Yiter Begadim, and the Avodah is possible. Just like if a Kohen Hedyot does Avodah not wearing the 4 begadim, that's called Chisr begadim, if one begad is missing. Also, if he wears an extra begad, that's Yitr begadim, and that also passes the Avodah. So this Kohen Gadol, during his days of Ribui and Mashicha, so the Mekeves HaMishnah says, the Rambam holds, L'chatchila, he should not be doing the Avodah wearing the Shmeina begadim, because L'chatchila, that's a Yitr begadim. He's not supposed to be acting as a Kohen Gadol, L'chatchila. Now it would seem that the Mekeves Mishnah means to say that to do the Avodah wearing the 4 begadim, that he definitely cannot do. Since L'maisa, he does already have the status of a Kohen Gadol, b'di'eved, so he definitely cannot do the Avodah wearing 4 begadim. And to do the Avodah wearing Shmeina begadim, that the Mekeves Mishnah explains that according to the Rambam, it's a Yitr begadim l'chatchila. Now the truth is, this concept of a Yitr begadim l'chatchila is quite difficult to understand. Yitr begadim is a psul. It's something which makes the Avodah invalid. And if L'maisa b'di'eved his Avodah is kosher, what does that mean that it's a Yitr begadim l'chatchila? Either it's a Yitr begadim and it's possible, or it's not Yitr begadim and it's kosher. How is it possible a concept of l'chatchila and b'di'eved over here? So, now in the Chedushei Agrach al Hashas, he explains the other tzad, he explains what's the sheet of the Ravid. The Ravid says that l'chatchila the Kohen Gadol could do Avodah during the 7 days of Ribui and Mashicha, only Avodah Yom HaKippurim he's not supposed to be doing l'chatchila. And Reb Chaim explains that the only problem with a Kohen Hedyot doing Avodah with 8 Begodim is that there's a psul of Yitr Begodim. But here, Reb Chaim says, there is no psul Yitr Begodim, because b'di'eved l'maisa he is already considered a Kohen Gadol. So even though, like we said, l'chatchila he's not supposed to be acting as a Kohen Gadol, this is not called that he's acting as a Kohen Gadol. He's doing an Avodah that even a Kohen Hedyot could do. In other words, he could do this Avodah using the capacity of a Kohen Hedyot. He doesn't have to be using his unique Milo of a Kohen Gadol. He's doing it as a Kohen Hedyot. And he doesn't have the psul of Yitr Begadim, because L'maisa B'di'eved, he is considered a Kohen Gadol. He is allowed to wear Shmeina Begadim. So there's no problem of doing this Avodah, even L'chatchila. This is similar to like we asked in the Merkavah Samishnah, that as long as there's no psul of Yitr Begadim, why can't he do this even L'chatchila? Pashas, there's no such a concept of a Yitr Begadim L'chatchila. Yitr Begadim is a paisel. Either you have the paisel or you don't have the paisel. If you don't have this paisel of Yitr Begadim, then the Avodah is fine, even L'chatchila. So to understand the Shita of the Rambam, perhaps we could explain a little bit different, not that the Rambam holds that it's a Yitr Begadim L'chatchila. Rather, the Rambam holds that once this Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah wearing the Shmeina Begadim, then by definition, he's doing the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. There's no such a thing as a person doing the Avodah wearing Shmeina Begadim and doing it in the capacity of a Kohen Hedyot. By wearing the Shmeina Begadim, that automatically gives his Avodah the status of Avodah's Kohen Gadol. And therefore, since l'chatchila he's not supposed to be acting as a Kohen Gadol, b'meil he cannot do Avodah b'chlal. So this is similar to the Mekeves HaMishnah, just a little bit different explanation, that wearing the 4 Begadim, he cannot do Avodah, that's Chisr Begadim. Wearing the Shmeina Begadim, so the Mekeves HaMishnah says that it's a Yitr Begadim l'chatchila, we're saying a bit different, that if he does Avodah wearing the Shmeina Begadim, then by definition he's doing Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. And during the days of Ribui Shiva and Mashicha Shiva, L'chatchila, he's not supposed to be acting as a Kohen Gadol. And Memela, the Rambam holds, there's no way that he can possibly do any Avodah at all during the days of Ribay and Mashincha. So this is the explanation, the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, whether the Kohen Gadol could do Avodah during the days of Ribay and Mashincha. But now we're going to go back to explain what's the pshat of the Machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam, regarding the din of Ribay Shiva. Does that require the Kohen Gadol just to put on the Begodim? Or does he have to do the Avodah while he's wearing the Begodim? Rashi says that he has to put on the Begodim and do Avodah while he's wearing them. Now the Gvura Sari and the Rishash, they ask on Rashi, what's the Makar to say that the Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah while he's wearing the Shemayna Begodim? The whole Makar of Ribay Shiva is in the Parsha of Miluim. It says at the end of the Parsha, Shivas Yomim Yubashim HaKohen Tachtov Mibonov. That's how we know that Ladaris also, when a person becomes a Kohen Gadol, he has to have Ribay Shiva. Now, during the days of Miluim, Aaron and his sons did not do any Avodah Bechlal. We saw that earlier on Daf Gimel and Beis, that Yom HaShmini was the first day Avodah was done. Until then, Moshe Rabbeinu did all of the Avodah. So where does Rashi get this from, that the Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah while he's wearing the Begodim during the days of Ribay Shiva? So the Gvura Sari is Madchik, he says that even though during the days of Miluim, there was no Avodah done, he says that was only because there could not possibly have been Avodah. Before the original Chinuch of Aaron Ubanov, there was no such concept of Kahuna. Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who could do Avodah. Aaron and his sons were not yet given the concept of Avodah. And therefore, by them, Ribay Shiva was without Avodah. However, the Dairis, where there is a possibility of the Kohen Gadol doing Avodah, so he does need to do Avodah while he's wearing the Begodim. However, the Gvura Sari says it's still shver, since L'maisa, the whole Makar is from the Parasha of Miluim, and by there was no Avodah done, why should we say that L'dayreis, the Ribay Shiva, requires Avodah to be done while he's wearing the Begodim? Now in the Chedusha Reb Chaim Alashas, Simon Samach, he says an important yesod in our sugyo, which we can use to explain the Machlokes, the Rashi and the Rambam. He starts with a different Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Klaim, and that is, we know the Big Day Kahuna had shatness in them. The Begodim of the Kohen Gadol surely did, and perhaps the Avnet of the Kohen Hedid had shatness. And there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, when exactly there was a heter for the Kohanim to wear the Begodim which had shatness. Was it only while he's doing the Avodah, or was it even Shiloi B'Shas Avodah? The Shita of the Rambam is Dafka B'Shas Avodah, there was a heter for the Isser of Klayim, and the Ravid holds it's even Shiloi B'Shas Avodah. And Reb Chaim explains the Yisoid of the machlokes. He says that really, even according to the Rambam, Be'etzem, the Levisha's Big Day Kahuna on its own was Matir, the Isser of Klayim. It's not the pshat that the Matir was the Avodah. That doing the Avodah, that was what allowed the Kohanim to wear Klayim. Rather, any time they wore the Begodim in the capacity of Big Day Kahuna, that was Matir, the Isser of Levisha's Klayim. And Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam held that if the Kohanim are wearing the Big Day Kahuna, Shaloi B'Shasa Avodah, that's not called a Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. Stam, the Kohanim is wearing it. He randomly chose to wear these clothes as opposed to other clothes. That's not called wearing it as Big Day Kahuna. As the Pasuk describes, L'malois behem yodom, it's called Milu Yadayim when the Kohanim wear the Big Day Kahuna. Here he's not wearing it in that capacity. And therefore the Rambam holds that it's not Madcha, the Isser of Kohanim. Whereas the Ravid holds, even if he's wearing it, Shiloi B'Shas Avodah, that also has a shame of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna, and therefore there's no problem of Isser Klayim. Now Reb Chaim over there brings Rashi in Er Sugya. Rashi says, for the Din Ribay Begodim, the Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah while he's wearing the Begodim. And Reb Chaim explains that really the Ribay is done through the Levisha alone, not through the Avodah. Why does he have to do Avodah? Like he explained in the Rambam, that it's only considered wearing it as Big Day Kahuna if he's wearing it B'Shas Avodah. Otherwise, he's still wearing it as regular clothes, and it will not accomplish the din of Ribay Begodim. And Reb Chaim explains, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam holds that Ribay Shiva does not require Avodah. What is this different than that which he explained in the Rambam, Legabi the Isser Klayim? There Reb Chaim explained in the Rambam that it's only called Levisha's Big Day Kahuna while he's doing the Avodah. Why over here, according to the Rambam, is it a kiyum of Ribay Shiva even without the Kohen Gadol doing Avodah? So he explains that here, there's a tzivay of the Torah. The Torah tells the Kohen Gadol that in order to be Nisraba as a Kohen Gadol, he has to put on the Begodim. Here, even if he's not doing Avodah, we don't say that he's stam wearing them as regular clothes. He's putting them on to be Mekayim Ladin Riboy. That's enough to be considered a Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. He's doing it specifically for the purpose of a Kiyam Din to be Mekayim Ladin Riboy that the Torah describes. And therefore the Rambam holds that here, there's a Kiyam Riboy even without doing Avodah. Now we can add that based on this Yisrael of Reb Chaim, we can answer another kasha. The Merkavah Mishnah asks on the Rambam, that here the Rambam holds that during the days of Ribay Shiva, the Kohen Gadol puts on the clothes and takes them off. He doesn't do any avodah while he's wearing them. And the Merkavah Mishnah asks, now this seems to be a stira to the other Rambam that we mentioned, who holds that there's no heter for the Isser Klayim just to wear the begadim if he's not doing Avodah. How here, during the days of Ribay Shiva, can the Rambam say, Loivshan Upaishdan, where's the heter to the Isser of Klayim? And according to what we explained from Reb Chaim, we have a teres to this kasha. That which the Rambam holds, that he has to do Avodah while he's wearing the begadim in order to be matter the Isser of Klayim, there Reb Chaim explained that it's not really the Avodah which is matter the Isser. Anytime he wears the begadim in the capacity of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna, there's a heter for the Isser of Klayim. So normally, on a regular day, it's only considered that he's wearing them as Big Day Kahuna if he's doing Avodah. But here, during the days of Ribay Shiva, like Reb Chaim explained, here it's considered a Levishas Begadim, even if he's not doing Avodah with it. Just by putting it on for the sake of the Din Ribay Shiva, that's considered that he's doing a Levishas Big Day Kahuna. So for the same reason there's a Kiyum Din Ribay, even without doing Avodah, that same reason tells us that there's no Isser Klayim, even though he's not doing Avodah. Here there is a Levishas Big Day Kahuna, even without Avodah, because he's putting it on for the sake of the Kiyam Din to do Ribay Shiva. Now again, in Rashi, Reb Chaim explained, Rashi holds that even during the days of Ribay Shiva, where he's supposed to be putting it on, still it's not considered a Levishas Big Day Kahuna, unless he's doing Avodah while he's wearing them. Now with this, possibly we could answer also the Kasha of the Gvura Sari. He asked, why is it that during the days of Ribay Shiva, Lidairis, the Kohen Gadol has to do Avodah while he's wearing the Begadim, but during the days of the Miluim, which is really the Mekar of the Din Ribay Shiva, there Aaron and his sons did not do Avodah while they were wearing the Begadim. Now according to what Reb Chaim explained, that the reason he had to do Avodah was to give it the status of Levisha as Big Day Kahuna, so we can say that during the days of Miluim, there was not necessary to do Avodah to give it the status of Levisha as Big Day Kahuna. Because there we find the Torah gave specific dinim, how to wear the begadim. The Torah says that Moshe had to put the begadim onto Aaron and his sons, and we also find that there had to be Hazoi's dam, there was blood that was sprinkled on the begadim. So there were dinim, how the begadim should be put on, and what should be done while they were being worn. Clearly there, it had a status of Levisha as Big Day Kahuna, even without doing any Avodah. Only Lidairis, when the Kohen Gadol would put on the begadim and not do anything else while he's wearing them, there Rashi holds that that alone would not be enough for Ribay Begadim, that would not be considered a Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. So there Rashi holds the only way he can make it into a Levisha's Big Day Kahuna is by doing Avodah while he's wearing the begadim. The Rambam, like we said, he holds that even without any Avodah, just by putting it on, Lashem, the din of Ribay, that also gives it a status of Levisha's Big Day Kahuna. Now we'll move on. At the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara says, "My taima demand the Omer kol akosiv behem ma'akiv." Gemara brings a pasuk that says, "Vasisa la'aron ulebon of kocha." Kocha tells us yikuva. Then the Gemara continues in Omer Beis, "Teinach kol milsa deksiva b'hai inyono." That's good as far as something which says by the parasha of the tzava of miluim in parashas tzava. Milsa deloiksiva b'hai inyono, like Rashi explains, if it doesn't say it in the tzava, rather, it says it in Parshas Tzav. How do we know there also that it's Ma'akiv? There we don't have a pasuk which says Kocha to tell us Li'ikuva. And the Gemara answers, we have a different drasha to compare the Tzava and the Asiya. Now, what exactly is this referring to? Which prat, which detail is mentioned only in Parshas Tzav by the Asiya and not in Parshas Tzaveh by the Tzivoy? So Rashi says, we're referring to the Urim V'tumim. In Parshas Tetzaveh, by the Tzivoy, it does not mention anything about the Urim V'tumim. In Parshas Tzav, it says, V'yiten alav esachoshen, v'yiten alachoshen, esaurim v'esatumim. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that if the Kohen Gadol did not have the Urim V'tumim inside the choshen, then it will be ma'akev in the Seder of Miluim? Now the Gvur Sari over here asks Akasha. The Gemara earlier was looking for nafkaminas between the Tuma and the Omrim, whether you say, kol akosha behem ma'akev behem, or only dover ma'akev l'dereis ma'akev behem. Why didn't the Gemara bring this nafkamina? According to the man the Omer, kol akosha behem ma'akev behem, then even things that are said in Parshas Tav, like the Gemara says, which includes the Urim V'tumim, that also will be ma'akev. Mashinkin, according to the man the Omer, that something which is na ma'akev l'dereis is also na ma'akev in the miluim, then here it will not be le'ikuva. Because the Urim V'tumim were something that was na ma'akev l'dereis. How do we know that? The Gvur Sari brings the Gemara later on Chof Aleph from Beis. The Gemara says that there were five things that were in the Mikdash Rishon that they did not have in the Mikdash Sheni. One of them was the Urim V'Tumim. So you see that L'Dairis, even though there's no Urim V'Tumim, it's not Ma'akev. The Kohen Gadol still has his Begodim, he could still do the Avodah. The fact that the Urim V'Tumim wasn't there was not Ma'akev. So this should be enough Gemina in the Machlaikis, if everything by the Miluim was Ma'akev, or only things that were Ma'akev L'Dairis. And from here the Gvura Sevi brings a Raya to Shita's Toisvis later on, over there in Daf Chof Aleph from Beis. Taisus there says that even though the Gemara says that there was no Urim V'Tumim by the Bayis Sheni, it doesn't mean that there was no Urim V'Tumim at all. He says it has to be that there was Urim V'Tumim, because if not, then the Kohen Gadol would be Mechusar Begodim. The Urim V'Tumim is part of the Beged, it's part of the Chayshin, and if you don't have Urim V'Tumim, you don't have a Chayshin, and if the Kohen Gadol is missing one of the Begodim, he cannot do Avodah. So what does it mean that there was no Urim V'Tumim? It means that it was not Meshiv, it did not answer the questions that they posed to the Urim V'Tumim. Only during the Bayis Rishon they were able to get answers from the Urim V'Tumim, not during the Bayis Sheni. Now the Rambam holds like this as well. The Rambam is in Perek Dal, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph, and his Lashon is, Af Urim V'Tumim, Shehayu B'Bayis Sheni, Loi Hayu Meshivim B'Ruach HaKodesh, V'Loi Hayu Neshalom B'Hem. It didn't answer the questions, and therefore they didn't ask it the questions. Why did they make it at all? The Rambam says the reason they made Urim V'Tumim was so that the Kohen Gadol should not be Mechusar Begodim, but the Urim V'Tumim did not answer the questions that were posed to it. Now the Ravid over there argues on the Rambam. He says when the Gemara says that during Bayis Sheni there was no Urim V'Tumim, it means that there was no Urim V'Tumim at all. And he proves that it can't just mean that the Urim V'Tumim did not answer the questions, because it lists later on as one of the five things Ruach HaKodesh. And according to the Rambam, that there was Urim V'Tumim, just it didn't answer the questions, so Urim V'Tumim and Ruach HaKodesh really would be one and the same. So the Ravid holds no, that there was no Urim V'Tumim at all, and he says that which the Rambam asked, that it should be Mechusar Begodim, he says that's not a kasha, because the Urim V'Tumim was not a beged. The Ravid seems to hold that the Choshen could be considered a Choshen even without the Urim V'Tumim. So Akoponim, the Gvur Sevi says, that Bishlamo according to Taisus and the Rambam, so really L'Dairis, the Urim V'Tumim was Ma'akev. Even during Bayis Sheni, they had the Urim V'Tumim. All the Gemara means to say is that it didn't answer the questions. But if you hold like the Ravid, that there was no Urim V'Tumim at all, so you see that L'Dairis, the Urim V'Tumim was not Ma'akev, why didn't the Gemara bring this as a nafkamina in the Machlokes, whether everything by the Mluim is Ma'akev, or only things that were Ma'akev L'Dairis? This is the Kasha of the Gvura Sevi. Now in the Chazanish and the Briskarov, they ask an opposite sort of question. They ask that the whole machlokes between the Manda Omar that kol hakosher behem ma'akev behem, or only things that are ma'akev l'dairis are ma'akev, that's only by things that l'dairis are not ma'akev. Anything that l'dairis is ma'akev is not totally in this machlokes, and should not need a pasuk to tell us that by the miluim it's ma'akev as well. The Gemara over here is looking for a pasuk to tell us that by miluim everything is ma'akev, even things that were not ma'akev l'dairis. And therefore they ask that Bishlamo according to the Ravid, that the Urim V'Tumim was not Ma'akev L'Dairis, so we understand why the Gemara has to bring a Pasuk to tell us that by the Mluim it was Ma'akev. However, if you hold like the Tosfos and the Rambam, that even L'Dairis it was Ma'akev, so this is not the Machlokes in our Sugya, and why would the Gemara have to bring a Pasuk to tell us that it's Ma'akev? You only need a Pasuk to tell us that things that were not Ma'akev L'Dairis, by the Mluim they're Ma'akev. This is the Kasha they ask, and because this, you have to say that according to Tosfos and the Rambam, that the Urim V'Tumim is Ma'akev L'Dairis, then the Gemara over here, which is looking for a Pasuk, and the Gemara has to find the Pasuk, even things that are not Ksiv, Bahai, and Yono, things that are written only in Parshas Tav and not Tetzaveh, so Rashi is the one who says that we're referring to the Urim V'Tumim. According to Tosfos and the Rambam, they'll learn a different Pshat in the Gemara. The Urim V'Tumim will not need a Pasuk, because the Urim V'Tumim was Ma'akev L'Dairis. They'll learn perhaps, like the Tosfos HaRosh quotes, B'Shein Rabbeinu Tam. He learns a different Pshat in the Gemara, that which we're referring to, which is said in Parshas Tav, and not in Parshas Tetzaveh, is the din of Prisha. Prisha is not written in Parshas Tetzaveh. That's what the Gemara is looking for a Pasuk. How do you know that Prisha is Ma'akev? But Enechanami, the Urim V'Tumim, that you would not need a Pasuk if you hold like Tosfos and the Rambam, because even L'Dairis it was Ma'akev.
Now the Gemara further down on Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Ketzer Malbishon. What was the Seder Levisha during the Shiras Me'am Elohim? On that the Gemara says, Maidahava Havo. What was, why is that Negeya? El Ketzer Malbishon La'osir Lavoi. And that the Gemara says, "La'osid lovei namay l'kashiyavay arin ubanov u'maisha imayim." They'll tell us already how the Seder Levisha should be done.
Now the Gemara's mashma that the Seder Levisha of the Shivas Meimi Luim is nege la'osid lovei. Just we don't have to discuss it because we'll know already from Moshe and Aaron how exactly it should be done. Now we mentioned Machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, whether the mitzvah of Miluim is a mitzvah l'shah, it was only negeh at that moment but not for the future. That's the shita of the Rambam, therefore the Rambam does not count it as part of the minyan HaMitzvos because he says any mitzvah which is l'shah is not included in the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Ramban argues and he says the inyan of Miluim is l'dayres, it's not only l'shah, and he says b'mei Shlomo there was a Chanukas HaMizbeach, and b'mei Ezra there was a Chanukas HaMizbeach. He says the whole inyan of Miluim was negeh l'dayres also. However, the Ramban says the chinuch of the Kayanim, that really only was done b'zman Moshe Rabbeinu, because once Aaron and his sons became Kayanim, they were nischanech, so they were nischanech for all future generations as well. And therefore, b'mei Shlomo and b'mei Ezra, the only chinuch that was necessary was a chinuch on the Mizbeach, but not a chinuch on the Kayanim. And then the Ramban quotes our Gemara, and he says, our Gemara is mevur, that la'osud lovei, there will have to be another chinuch on the Kayanim. And he explains, because once there's Tchiyas HaMesim, then the original chinuch of Aaron and his sons will be nisbatel, because they'll be like new people. He says, yiyu anoshim mechudoshim, and therefore yitztarchu l'skadish k'rishayna. They'll have to go through the process of the Miluim once again in order to be mechanech them. That's how the Ramban explains our Gemara, Ketzed Malbishan La'osid Lovei. And the Ramban proves from here that just like we see the Kainim will need another chinuch after Tchiyas HaMesim, so too the Migdosh and the Mizbeach, every time that there is a new one, it needed another chinuch. That's how he brings the Raya, not like the Shita of the Ramban, that Miluim wasn't a Gael Adaris, and that's why they made it be made Shlomo and be made Ezra. Each time there was a new Mizbeach, there was a new Chinuch. Now in the Brisker of Sefer, on Kiddush HaChodesh, Yuma and Sukkah, he has a piece over there to answer a different kasha on the Rambam, and with this he explains how the Rambam learned our Gemara, because the Rambam L'shitosoi cannot learn that it means really La'osid Lovei, because according to the Rambam there was no concept of Miluim La'osid Lovei. The kasha that the Brisker Rav is coming to answer is the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says over there, Ketzad Seder Levishas HaBigodim. The Rambam is talking about on a daily basis, what is the order, how the Kainim put on their Begodim. So the Rambam says, first they put on the Mechnasayim, then afterwards the Ksoines, then afterwards they tied the Avet around the Ksoines, and then finally they put on the Migbas, the hat, that was the last Begit to be put on. Now the Kesef Mishnah over there explains what's the Makar of the Rambam, and he quotes a Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Hei, Minayin Shleyo Hei Dover Koidim L'Michnasayim. How do we know that nothing should be put on before the Michnasayim? Tamaloy Mayo Michnasay Bad Yihyu Al Bisaray. That's Mashmah that the Michnasayim get put on first. Now the Biskrov asks that this Rambam seems to be very difficult. Where did the Rambam get Bechlal that there's an order how the Begadim have to be put on? And the only Makar that the Kesef Mishnah found was for the Michnasayim, and even that, the Brisker Rav says, it wasn't really a din in Seder Levisha, in the order how the Begadim should be put on. Rather, it was a din that the Michnasayim have to be Al Bisaray, they have to be the closest thing to the Buster of the Kain. There can't be any other Beged being Chaitzitz, dividing between the Michnasayim and the Buster of the Kain. So in other words, you cannot put on the Ksainis and then put the Michnasayim over that. But the Rambam seems to be saying that there's a Seder Levisha. There's a timeline. One Begad has to be put on after the next. Where did the Rambam get that from? And the Brisker Rav says that clearly the Rambam is saying that there's a Seder Levisha, and not just a Tzura, how the Begadim should be worn, which Begad should be on top of the other. Because the Rambam says clearly that the Mitznefes should be last. Now the Mitznefes, the hat, clearly does not interfere with any other Beged, and therefore obviously the Rambam is talking about a Seder Levisha, an order when the Mitznefes should be put on. And that, the Brisker Rav says, is difficult. Where did the Rambam get a Din Bechlal that there's a Seder Levisha? And the Brisker Rav says that clearly the Rambam's Mekar was from the Parsha of the Miluim. We don't find anywhere else the Torah telling us a Seder, how the Begadim should be put on. This is the only place, and clearly the Rambam held that this Seder Levisha, which was said by Miluim, was also the Seder that was supposed to be done L'Dayres. This is the way every Kayin, when he puts on the Big Day Kahuna, is supposed to do it in this order. However, the Brisker Rav goes on to ask that it would seem to be difficult. How could you say that the Seder Levisha, which the Torah told us by Miluim, is really the Seder Levisha Ledeiris? By Miluim, there was a Hakpada, the Torah told us a specific order how the Levisha of Aaron and his sons should be done. It wasn't only a Seder Levisha in one individual Kohen. It was a group of Kohanim, and the Torah told us how their Levisha altogether should be done. This surely is only a din which is negated by Miluim. Ledeirais, for future generations, if there are a few Kohanim who have to put on their Big Day Kahuna, they're all going to do Avodah, and they're all doing the Levisha, surely over there, there's no say there how the group should put on their Begodim. Each Kohen is an individual question. What's his Seder Levisha? And if the Torah told us by the Miluim that there's a Hakpada about Aaron and his sons, about their Seder Levisha, one in relation to the other one, then surely this is a din which is unique to Miluim, and how could the Rambam from here learn a din, Seder Levisha Ledeiris? And Biskarov suggests that perhaps the Rambam learned our Gemara was the Makar that there's a din Seder Levisha Ledeiris. Because like we said, Bishlam according to the Ramban, when the Gemara says Ketzen Malbishan La'osid Lavoy, the Ramban understands that there's a Seder Miluim which is Ledeiris. Each time the Mizbeach was Nischanech, there's a Seder Chinuch. And La'osid Lavoy, when there's Tchias HaMesim, there'll be another Chinuch for Aaron and his sons. So that's the Gemara's discussion, Ketzen Malbishan La'osid Lavoy. However, the Rambam Lashitasai holds that the parish of Miluim was a mitzvah l'shah, it was only for that moment. So what is the Gemara asking, Ketzen Malbishan La'osid Lavoy? And therefore the Brisker Rav wants to learn Medas HaRambam, Ketzen Malbishan La'osid Lavoy means, not specifically for Miluim, rather La'osid Lavoy, when there's once again Kahuna, what is the Seder Levisha, the regular daily routine for the Kohanim when they put on their Big Day Kahuna? From here the Rambam saw that there is a specific Seder Levisha that has to be followed for every Kohen when he puts on his Big Day Kahuna. And on that the Gemara says, so they'll tell us what's the Seder Levisha. And the Gemara only wants to know over here a different question, how can we answer the stir in the Psukim to explain the Seder Levisha by Miluim? But La'asid Lavai, Enechnami, there is a Seder Levisha for every Kayin, that we don't have to know at this moment, that we'll find out when Aaron and Nebonov come, La'asid Lavai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org. Or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.